starting all the holiday shopping, huh? I will come clean. I got a lot of shopping done yesterday. You're surprised, aren't you?
I am. We had the family party.
Yep.
And you had some other things you had to do.
And you know I'm a big supporter of shopping local.
Yeah.
Right? But there were things that I had to have that I couldn't get local.
Oh.
So I did. I confess. I went on the internet. Spent about an hour and a half. Where else can you get 11 grandchildren matching LSU uniforms?
Not in Arizona. No.
Can't do it local.
So that's true.
Had to do it.
Well, at least we all know what we're getting from Grandpa T-Pair now. Hey, a quick correction. John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service was listening when we were talking about average rules of thumb for your utility bill.
Yeah.
I said $10 a foot. No. So
for Charlie with 3,800 square foot, his bill would be $38,000?
Yeah. No. You go in the other way, a dollar a foot. Knock off that.
10 cents a foot.
Yeah. Go the other direction. Knock off a zero.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. If you're in 1,000 square foot, knock off a zero, you should be about $100. $2,200.
Yeah.
At your summer high.
That's right. Exactly.
Now, you could get a lot better, but for the average home that hasn't had any improvements, that's a good starting point.
That's a fair rule of thumb. And talking about fair rule of thumbs, we were talking in the Arizona Republic today about what do you do with service providers at your home that are there all year long? Do you tip them? Romy, have you ever been tipped when you're out on one of the remodeling jobs?
Nothing comes to mind.
A lot of our superintendents will get tipped, particularly this time of year. And we only ask that if the homeowner does that, they let us know, because we have a strict rule that employees, and most companies do, employees aren't allowed to take tips and gratuity, because then it crosses a gray line of what is there something extra expected for that, and it gets real. We've never told a homeowner not to do it, but we've just asked them to please let us know you're going to do it. So that helps a lot. Now, how about a single service provider? Like if a plumber has been, like we've got neighbors who have rescued our little bad habit.
Escape artist dog.
Yeah, our escape artist dogs. We're gonna have to bring down some gratuities and gifts to about three neighbors who have retrieved our dogs. They just got out a lot this year for a little bit of work we were doing at the house, and people would leave a gate unlocked or not completely latched, and you get a phone call, hey, I've got your dogs again. So
they are opportunists, to say the least.
They are opportunists, yes.
You know, you want to talk about animal safety just for a minute? For one thing,
holiday animal safety?
Yeah, just real quick tips on your...
Don't string lights on your pooch.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's one of them. And just think like a poochie for a few minutes. You know, anything that's edible can hurt them. Or it's not edible, like the ornaments, the tinsel, the pine needles even to hurt them. As far as swallowing them and trying to go down, all your wrapping things. Don't leave things lying around if you have a pup that likes to get into stuff. Also, poinsettia.
Can I feed them the fruitcake?
If you want to clean up the mess, yes. Poinsettia and mistletoe is poisonous to an animal. Be careful what you do put in your water. We heard earlier today in our 8 o'clock hour that actually the very best thing you can put in your Christmas tree to keep it hydrated is water, just plain water. So that's best for your animals as well, because some of the concoctions include things like bleach or whatever, and kitties and dogs will eat out of that.
Drink out of the water.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know. How does a pet access the bottom of that Christmas tree? Our Christmas tree is skirted.
Your dogs aren't big enough, but there are small dogs that can get up.
All the gifts under the and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know. It surprised me when someone said that the pets drink out of their Christmas tree
reservoir. You're talking about like a decorative skirt tied around the trunk.
Yeah.
I'd probably keep them.
Well, ours gets blocked by all the presents. You're right. But for a couple weeks. Also, keep it in the corner. Be sure you protect all the wires so that they're not chewing through them. You know, if they want to knock it over, then you need to do something to keep a barrier there, because that could start a fire. So you just need to be careful with your animals.
I guess you do. Nothing worse than losing an animal this time of year, especially one that's near and dear to your heart. That's for sure.
So, a couple other things. There's virtually a light festival in any city in Arizona that you can go to. But how about a light festival on the water.
Yeah, baby.
Lake Havasu has the parade.
Yeah, baby.
The boat parade of lights.
Yes.
Down the channel. And they also string the London Bridge with thousands of lights as well. You can go to golakehavasu.com for more information on that.
The Lake Havasu Resort Hotel is one of our lodging partners with the staycation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then there's also a wonderful festival in Tucson that includes performances. I know you love classical guitar. They've got Spanish guitarists that go and play during the evening. They also have a lot of circus performers, fire breathers, and that is TohonoCoolPark.org, TohonoCoolPark.org.
Yeah, there you go.
There's also things going on in Flagstaff, Jerome, Sedona, Camp Verde. This is all on page D6 in the Arizona Republic today.
All great opportunities to get around, as we heard earlier from Vaughn as well, Arizona, and the train ride. All great activities for you and your family in and amongst the great and beautiful places to go in the great state of Arizona. Y'all, here's to a great holiday season for you all. Wishing you the very best.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.